Wonderful. I'd love to see you guys. Let's see what green business have we got going. We've got Mind, Body, Nutrition for HSP women. Ooh, I like how specific that is. That's fantastic. We've got women's wellness retreats and online retreats or podcasts. Ooh, I like it. Coaching business to empower people in their personal lives and business lives. Online courses in grief, group mentoring, and group coaching for folks that have lost one through death. We've got a healer and writer helping the forgotten in society. You know what is so powerful about everything that you guys are sharing is that you are wanting to help people. And this is what happens when HSPs get together. Dream business and meditation teaching and Reiki. Love it. Oh my gosh, guys, this is exciting. You know, it's really powerful that you're here and you're wanting to learn, because this really sets you apart from a lot of people, the fact that you are here and taking these steps. Holistic home organizing, everybody, empathy and leadership in corporate America, holistic chiropractor, healing through mind body. You are people with a lot of empathy in the world, and you want to help people, and I want to help you help people. So this is what I'm really excited about today for the masterclass, because I get really sad when I see amazing healers out in the world struggling financially. And I remember being that person, and the way my life is different now and how my business is different now is life-changing after reaching financial freedom. And I want you guys to get there, because that means you're going to help more people. That's just what that means. So I know if I help you, you're going to go out and help the world, and that's what the world needs. So that is really exciting. I love it. Oh my goodness. It's going to be so fun talking with you guys today. Okay. So let's talk about what we're going to cover today. We're going to cover why HSPs can thrive in business. And for anybody that is new to even knowing what HSP means, that means a highly sensitive person. And that is about 20% of the population who has this trait of high sensitivity. So this is really geared towards you, because we do things differently. And we're going to talk about some common challenges and some solutions for those challenges, how to reach financial freedom. And we're going to talk about what that even means. How to grow and nurture your audience the heart-centered way, because that's how we do it as sensitive, empathic people, and a roadmap on how to do it all. We're going to talk about what every HSP needs to be successful. And at the end, I'm going to answer questions and offer a special gift. Super excited for all of this. So let me share a little bit about me for anybody that is new to learning about me. I am Julie Bieland. And I started out as a psychotherapist specializing in the trait of high sensitivity. And I am the founder of Sensitive Empowerment. I started a company called Sensitive Empowerment, and we have a Sensitive Empowerment community. I'm the host of the HSP podcast. I'm an author. I have lots of online courses and an entire online business really geared towards supporting and empowering sensitive people in the world, because I really believe that you're needed and your gifts are needed in the world. And we have a different way of doing things. And I want to talk about that a little bit today, so that it's giving you a roadmap to what works as a sensitive person. So very excited to have you here. So let's talk about why we thrive in business in the first place. Some of you are going to be just starting a business. Some of you already have a business. Flexibility and work anywhere and no alarm clock. That was one of my most favorite things ever, was when I reached the goal of having no alarm clock in my life and having a lot of freedom with flexibility. And that's why, you know, it works really well for HSPs in business, that we can work from home if that's what we want. And just flexibility in our schedule in general is really important, so we can take downtime when we need it. And we need it more than most as people with this trait of high sensitivity. But we also have a lot more gifts. And some of the things that make us thrive in business is it's really important for us to do things that are meaningful in life and in our business. We want to create meaning, and it's important that we align with our values. If we're working for someone that doesn't align with our values, that just really is a hard thing for an HSP to do. Generally, that doesn't work for us. We're not going to be happy in those situations. We can design a business that we love. And that's what's exciting to me. And I can already see from what you guys are saying in the chat, you already have some of you have some direction already about who you want to help. And I love that. And a lot of times the people that we're helping are people that are very similar to us, but maybe we're just a few steps ahead of them. And then that's how we can support them. And you have extra insight and intuition and gifts in helping people. That's who you are as HSPs. And that is going to be really valuable for you in your business. And you're more creative. You especially are more creative when you have financial freedom. We'll talk a little bit more about that. Because if we're really struggling and stressed in life, it's hard to be creative. In fact, it's one of the first things to go, but it's also one of the first things to come back when we have some balance in our life. Common challenges for HSPs in business. Fear of judgment. How many of you are, you know, feel that? I'd love to hear from you in the chat also. Do you fear that? And, you know, we do things differently and we are a little different. That is just who we are as sensitive people. And sometimes it's hard to put ourselves out there because we might not fit into a traditional box. But I really want to empower you not to fit into a box, to be yourself in your business. Because you, who you are authentically, is what your business is all about.
Follow link in description to learn more.